One by one, young kids here in Floyd County are graduating from their pre-K program. But it's not traditional preschool. It's all done online. Jackson is one of about 100 students graduating from the home-based Upstart program. He also attends an in-class preschool, but his mom, Danielle Reynolds, was eager to try something new with him so he would be prepared for kindergarten.
My daughter, she didn't have a rough start, but she wasn't maybe as prepared as I would have liked.
New Albany Floyd County Schools is the first district in the state to pilot the Upstart program through a federal grant. The Waterford Institute in Utah develops the software, which New Albany schools also use as a reading intervention tool for K through second grade classes. That's why Tony Duffy, the director of elementary education, says he was expecting positive results.
We jumped at the chance because we saw what Waterford did for other students, and we knew we had an opportunity to do that with our students that are coming in.
Before beginning the program, kids take an online assessment. Then, with their parents, the kids use the program at home, 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, for 9 months. They take the same assessment once they've completed the program. And then, they graduate. Claudia Miner is the director of Upstart. She says the results of the follow-up exam are compared to the ones the kids took before the online program.
And you might not think that was really long enough for children to learn much, but the software is so individualized that it teaches the children exactly what they need to know before they move on to the next thing.
Currently, more than 27,000 low-income four-year-olds don't have access to high-quality pre-K in Indiana. Several counties have limited options or even no option. The Indiana General Assembly is putting $1 million toward online pre-K, and it's not exactly clear yet how the money will be distributed. The legislation also allocates more money to the state's On My Way pre-K program, launched 2 years ago, which gives pre-K scholarships to low-income kids. Ted Maple, president and CEO of Early Learning Indiana, says funding should be prioritized to in-class preschool.
An online pre-K program can help a child develop specific skills, say in letter identification or numeracy, but cannot provide the same depth and breadth of skills a child will get from a high-quality classroom-based pre-K experience.
Maple says online pre-K simply can't provide kids with some of the critical social skills, for example, that are necessary for development. And Waterford officials acknowledge that, but say the true advantage of programs like Upstart is access.
So it's all about the access. We are not here to replace anything. We know how valuable site-based and high-quality early education is. But some people can't get there. Some people can't afford it.
Miner says it is best to pair the program with a site-based preschool, but the most important goal is for the child to be kindergarten ready, which Reynolds says Jackson is.
2, 3, 4 months into it, you're kind of like, okay, we really have to spend every night doing this, but it's worth it because I've seen the things, I've seen the growth, I've seen what he's learned.
Reynolds says she fully expects Jackson to have an easy transition into kindergarten. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.